Joining us now in the studio is Joan Farnham. She's leading weekly Make a Bowl sessions at the Grand Marais Art Colony in preparation for the upcoming Empty Bowls fundraiser. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you.
Well, remind listeners what the Empty Bowls is all about.
Okay. It's actually an international event. Actually, it started in a small town. A bunch of potters got together and thought they'd make some bowls for the hungry and have an event, a fundraiser, to help raise money. And it just took off. And there are Empty Bowls events to help the hungry all over the world now. And so we're part of that, and we're really proud to be part of that. We got started, I think it's the 7th or 8th annual. And it got started because, well, a couple of reasons. Once I had been working in the Duluth Art Institute in Duluth and for our Empty Bowls event there. And so when I came up here, I thought, let's do one up here. And the art teacher at the Cook County High School agreed, let's go for this. So we sort of partnered. And Noah Princeton was really important in getting this going. And so the high school students helped, and all the potters in town helped. And we decided that there are not a lot of potters. So what we did was we had make-a-bowl sessions where potters would help non-potters instruct them how to make bowls, and then we'd use those bowls at the event.
Okay, so, but if you have empty bowls that are made, how does that help the homeless?
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, well, what you do is you have this dinner, and you have soup, and you have bread, which is what, you know, people get if they're going to places where to try and get food. And everybody pays to choose a bowl, and then they get to eat soup and bread.
And do you pay like
$15? $15, okay. Right. $15 is what our price is, I think. Oh, so, you know, I'm sort of not the bureaucrat here. But anyway, we have three different options. You can just, because people are so have lots of bowls in their covers, and maybe they don't want to get a bowl, so they can just get soup and bread, and or they can get a bowl. And we also this year, like we did last year, we're having bowl necklaces, so people can actually wear a bowl around their neck, and so you don't have to worry about getting another bowl and you're covered.
Well, it's a great way. So you have a pile of bowls, you pay your $15, mm-hmm. you pick the bowl you want and fill it with soup and have a nice dinner with your friends.
Oh, with your friends. It's so awesome. It's held at the St. John's Catholic Church, and lots of room, wonderful tables, wonderful space, and it's just this wonderful community event. Last year, about 500 people showed up.
Wow.
We have dinner, lunch and dinner, so people who are working can actually, and have to go home to their families in the evening, can still support this great cause.
Okay. Well, that's Empty Bowls, what it's all about, but you're here.
And it's November 13th, Thursday, November 13th.
Because I didn't have that down. Okay, so... Yeah. But you're going to talk now about make-a-bowl mm-hmm. sessions that happen at the Art Colony.
We need to make bowls, people.
Well, and you've got a couple sessions coming up mm-hmm. this weekend. Tell mm-hmm. us about that.
Okay. So what we do is we have two instructors, one teaching or helping people, or teaching really, if you haven't been a potter before, how to make a bowl. And so you throw it on a wheel. And then we have a hand-building station. So you can hand-build a bowl and throw a bowl. So when you come to the sessions, you can end up making two bowls for the Empty Bowl fundraiser, which is just wonderful.
Okay. And then...
And we do charge a little bit for this, for materials. We charge $5. And so and it's a registration required, because if 20 people show up and we have 7 wheels, there's no way we can handle that. So we ask for registrations.
Okay.
And you call 387-2737 to register. So call and sign up, because it's really fun.
Okay. And in addition to clay, you have some glass workshops this year.
Yes.
What's that about?
This is really neat. Well, the whole idea is to be able to have the community participate in this and sort of engage all the artists in the community. So glass, they're going to do a glass slumping class, where you make a bowl by taking glass and putting it in a form and making a glass bowl. And I think that there are going to be some people at North House who are going to make birchbark bowls or some kind of crafty bowl like that. And so we're going to have lots of varieties of bowls this year.
Oh, that's fun. Well, the glass making... workshops are, well, it says Wednesday, October 23rd and Wednesday, October 22nd. So one of those is not a Wednesday, but the 22nd and 23rd of October is glass making workshops. And there again, they can register for these by phone at 387-2737?
37, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to be participate and you're saying, okay, now when is this? Just call the Art Colony at 387-2737 and they will clue you in and sign you up.
Well, we're talking with artist Joan Farnham. She's leading Make a Bowl sessions at the Grand Marais Art Colony in preparation for the upcoming Empty Bowls fundraiser, which takes place on November 13th. More information and registration is available by phone, 387-2737. Joan, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.